Ghana's president, John Kufuor, has traveled to Abidjan in an effort to defuse tensions in Ivory Coast ahead of a planned opposition protest. Mr. Kufuor met separately Wednesday with Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and signatories of a stalled peace deal in the world's leading coca-producing country. At his arrival, Mr. Kufuor said it was important for the region that Ivory Coast does not slip back into violence and instability. His mediation efforts come as opposition parties are planning a major protest Thursday in Abidjan in favor of a January 2002 French brokered accord, which is yet to be implemented. Late Tuesday, President Gbagbo spoke on national television, calling on the organizers to call off the protest.
Le processus de Marcoussi est donc bien avancé et il est en marche.
He says Ivorians should not endanger the peace process at a time the international community is about to send UN peacekeepers, with deployment scheduled to begin next month. The president said the implementation of key provisions of the French brokered peace agreement, such as easing nationality requirements, should be submitted to a referendum and other clauses must be approved by the parliament. But opposition parties said their protest march will go on as scheduled. A leading member of the former ruling party, known as the PDCI, Timide Bois et Jean-Pont, said the march will be peaceful.
Democracy means you have your right, the freedom to go where you want to go, to put your own conviction in front of the population. We have decided not to go for confrontation, but for a peaceful manifestation.
But even Abidjan residents who agree with the opposition say they will not participate in the protest for fear of violence. Rebels of the new forces who control the north of the country said they also won't attend the march in Abidjan. Instead, they are asking their supporters to take to the streets in the main rebel-held northern cities of Bouake, Mon, and Korogo. Additional troops have been deployed in Abidjan ahead of the march. And police officials have warned anyone near the presidential palace will be considered as an enemy combatant. Ivory Coast, once a bastion of stability in Western Africa, has been split in two since an uprising by mainly northern officers in September 2002. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.